This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and glad to be back with you again for another program this week. And as I told you at the towards the end of last week's program, I wanted to get into what I thought was the most important vitamin. I think I gave the analogy of, in a baseball game, which is the most important infield player? First base, second base, shortstop, third base. And if you only had one of them, what kind of a game would you have? Well, to me, that's what it comes down to when it's vitamins. Vitamins are absolutely essential to health. And I want to talk about how the overprocessing of food takes these things away from you. But at the same time, there is one standout vitamin that if the population was adequately covered, like I know you want to do and what I do with myself every day, is this would probably eliminate more than 1 million deaths a year in this country. So I'm going to get to that here shortly. And also, I want you to have a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you a phone number here before too terribly long. But I want you to write down, because I've got something for you. And it's absolutely free, and it's more information about what I talk about here in the radio program that I try to give you. But it's additional information I don't have time to get to on the radio. And I'm sure you would appreciate getting it. So I'm going to give you a phone number before too terribly long. But let me review just quickly. And it's the matter of raw foods over cooked foods. I'm getting some questions in emails about this. And the fact that cooked foods have lost all their vitamins from refining and storage. Now, by cooked foods, I mean foods that have been prepared ahead of time before you get them. And then you cook them. And the preparation and what has been done to these foods to give them shelf life in the supermarket or whatever store has absolutely robbed these foods of the nutritional value that you think that you're going to be getting from it. And then cereal. I'm asked that as well. What's the best cereal out there then? Well, the only safe cereal to use, whether it's, breakfast food, or you're going to eat at some other time of the day, or you're going to use it for bread making or anything else, is you want a fresh ground product. That's what's vitally important. Whether you grind it yourself or you buy something at the health food store that is freshly ground. Now, by fresh, I mean less than 2 weeks old. Oxidation is the enemy of everything. And when you open up grain that has this incredible covering on the outside, so impervious to outside elements that they found grain in a lot of the sarcophagi and the temples and the pyramids and of ancient Egypt, and they could take these grains and germinate them, even though they're thousands of years old, because they've been locked away from oxygen. And when we grind these things and the oils that which is so vitally important to your health, the oil that is inside of these grains, or whether it's oats or barley or rye or wheat or whatever, when it's exposed to oxygen, it will go rancid, as fats do. You know, if you're like some of the patients I have that are kind of preppers, and because of what's going on with food supplies and everything in the country right now, there's an awful lot of prepping going on. And I was asking one of them the other day about making jerky, because I have recently bought a half of a beef, and there were more roasts in there than I wanted, than I asked for. And I just don't have time to tenderize roast. So I said, I'd like to make some of this to jerk it. And so as they were telling me how to make jerky, they said, you've got to get rid of all the fat. You've got to strip these things. They're marbled a little bit. You can't do anything about that. But the surface fat, you have to get rid of all the fat if you're going to jerk this meat. And it was obviously why, because the fat will go rancid. and will affect the taste of the jerky. Well, it's the same thing in grains because of the fat that's in the oil. Wheat germ oil comes from the germ of wheat. And if it's not protected correctly, it can be actually become carcinogenic. Now, the best grain, if you're going to be eating cereal in the morning, the best grain, in my opinion, is steel-cut oats. Ground when you get rolled oats, there's a lot of heat that's involved in the stone rolling of oats to take the groat, and then you roll it out into the flat thing that, you know, that's in the container of oatmeal that you want to make for breakfast or whatever. It's been exposed to oxygen entirely too long. When you steel cut it, a big change takes place, and it's not so much exposed to oxygen or to heat as when it's rolled out. So one of the best breakfast cereals out there is, if you still want to have breakfast cereal, is a combination of rye and pearl barley and steel cut oats. And again, most of the pearl barley isn't all that bad that's in the markets. You kind of have to go to the health food store to find this stuff. But one product that the barley doesn't require, rye and barley doesn't require fumigation and treatment with insecticides. Most of our bleaches that are used in preserving the flour are very poisonous. And I don't know how many people stop and think about that for a minute. They go to the store because they're going to be making bread or something at home, whether it's white flour or whole wheat flour or whatever else. They don't stop to think about what has been done to prepare that flour so that it has shelf life in the supermarket, so that when you open it up, there's not a bunch of bugs in there. And they have gone through several bleaching processes to make the white flour as white as possible. And most of the bleaching stuff they're using now is a brominated type of bleach that puts bromine into your system, and the body has no use for bromine. It's a toxic chemical. But when they put these chemicals into your flour, they're very poisonous, and they're put in there for killing as much as everything that it possibly can. So unless you get some flour that's fit to bake with, you know, unless you get it from a health food store or you grind your own, what is happening is the lack of vitamins in the cereal storage program. And your most important vitamin lost when this kind of a process takes place is vitamin E. And vitamin E is oxidized within about a week's time or 10 days after you grind the flour. It just simply goes rancid, as I said. Vitamin E does survive cooking. If you fresh ground your wheat and made whole wheat bread at home from your fresh ground wheat, the vitamin E that is in that oil that is released once you grind it will survive baking. So that vitamin E will come through the whole wheat bread. Now, what's so important about vitamin E? And I think it's probably one of the most important of all the vitamins, if not the most, in human nutrition. We have over 1 million people in this country right now dying every year, dying from cardiovascular disease. And the one vitamin that is so vitally important in preventing that disease is vitamin E. And when you take vitamin E out of the feeding schedule of test animals, these animals, half of them will drop dead within a year's time. And they drop dead from the deficiency of the E, and it's just sudden death. What happened to these animals? Well, we know what happened to them because we took vitamin E, at state schools, at state agricultural schools where they do these kinds of tests. And they know that if they do not add a good source of vitamin E to the food of these animals, they're not going to survive more than a year. So, we have a lot of people who, sudden heart attacks, just dropping dead. But if you go to places like China, for instance, even to this day, you don't find a whole lot of heart disease to speak of. You don't find even 1% of that kind of a death rate in China that you find here today because they don't have white flour. You don't find the stale cereal on the store shelves in China like you find here. And you can add Korea and Japan to this as well. And the only stale cereal that you're going to find there, if you find any at all, might be some rice. And when they keep the rice more than one season, then they start getting thiamine deficiencies, vitamin B1 deficiencies. And even when they eat the brown rice, because vitamins simply don't last that long. This is how critical vitamins are. Mother Nature intended for you to get your vitamins from the foods that you eat. And because of the overprocessing and the things that are done to these foods to give them 4, 5, 6 months shelf life in the supermarket, anything in that food that was really vital to maintain a good level of status of health has been removed from it. Now, somebody has been meddling with the records on vitamin E because you're not going to find a whole lot written about it, especially in medical books. In fact, if they say anything about it, they'll say something like, well, you know, it's never really been proven to be that necessary in human nutrition. I'm not kidding you. You hear a lot of emphasis on vitamin D anymore because of the COVID stuff that's going out there. And vitamin D, of course, is important, but it's the one vitamin you can get from being out in the sun. And you hear a lot about vitamin C and, you know, colds and flus and this kind of stuff as a stimulant to your immune system. But you don't hear a whole lot of vitamin E. And even in the medical books that talk about vitamins, briefly, mind you, they don't think vitamin E is all that important. But when you come to look at the subject, you know, at least in general, you're going to find other books that say that it is necessary to all living cells. If you get a nutrition book in a health food store, you're going to see something different than you do in a medical text. Now, I ask you, we're coming up to a break here in a moment. I ask you to get a pen and a piece of paper because I want you to write down this number. It's a 10-digit number, just like a regular phone number. It's 833-510-3306. 833-510-3306. That's a texting number. And you're going to text the word healthy to that number. I am going to be sending out a number of texts on a weekly basis. They go into greater detail of what I talk about on the radio. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just trying to be able to answer more questions that come across my path. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. And we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. At that website, jackstockwell.com, are contact numbers and emails and everything else to get in touch with me or with my clinic if you need more information. But that phone number that I gave you is for texting. Now, I know more and more people are asking other people, if you're going to contact me, please do it through texting. I just don't read my emails that much anymore. And I'm using my wife as an example. If you called her phone number, it's very humorous. And she'll say, well, you know, if you leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you leave a phone number, I might be able to talk to you. But if you text me, it'll be like instantaneous communication, and I will text you right back. That is literally the message on her phone for a year, more than a decade now. So I have a lot of patients who simply do not have the patience for fooling around with emails. They're looking at family stuff on Facebook or whatever else, but they do an awful lot more texting. And it falls into a particular age group of those who are interested in what I have to say about nutrition and bettering their lives. So if you will text the word healthy to 833-510-3306, you'll end up on a list. There's hundreds of people there already. You'll get texts. If you want to look at them, fine. If you don't, it's easy enough to pass over them. But there'll be an awful lot more content than I get a chance to get to on the radio. So let me get back to vitamin E. You can't stay alive without vitamin E because of this important reason. Its specific function, the specific function of vitamin E is to regulate oxidative changes, and the tissue requirements for oxygen can rise as much as 250% in a human patient because of the deficiency of vitamin E. Now, what does all that mean? Your body can't adequately use the oxygen that your hemoglobin in the blood is delivering to tissues without the presence of vitamin E. Vitamin E actually is a very powerful enzyme, a coenzyme, that works in conjunction with some minerals. And it's very important not just to take a big breath of fresh air and get that oxygen into the lungs, have it exchange with carbon dioxide in the alveoli of the lungs so that the carbon dioxide comes out, which is a deadly poison to you. The oxygen goes in, delivered to the cells. And it's not just like, you know, Grubhub delivering food that you ordered to your front door. It has to get through the door. And then it has to be utilized inside the door of the cell. And this is why vitamin E is so vitally important. And this means that when you are vitamin E deficient, the tissue requirement for oxygen can jump as high as 2.5 times greater than normal to try to get some oxygen saturation into that cell. You have shortness of breath. You have difficulty going up and down stairs or any physical activity for that matter. And so your heart is going to have to pump 2.5 times more in order to get that vitamin E deficiency taken care of. And it not only undermines the quality and the function of the muscles of the heart, it just puts a triple load on the heart. So that's why the deficiency of vitamin E can be so disastrous with the health of the heart. Now, coming up here in a second, I want to tell you a little bit more the surprise thing about what has been done in the past about bleaching white flour and why at one time the FDA stood up against these kinds of things, trying to stop the bleaching of flour because they knew over 100 years ago how detrimental this was to your health. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science, and patching it up all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles's next mayor. A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Soft on crime District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who assessed eight crime makers in San Francisco, California, will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. San Francisco District Attorney Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else. And that's exactly what we are fighting to change. Over the course of the last 18 hours and 18 days and 18 months, I've been everywhere in San Francisco.
Yeah, you have.
We made more than 10 different stops today alone. I don't know how our campaign team squeezed them all in, but they did.
San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed will appoint an interim district attorney shortly after the Board of Supervisors accepts the recall election results. The mostly partisan January 6th Commission has hired a Hollywood producer to sell their primetime broadcast on Thursday to the American people. Nancy Pelosi refused Republicans on the panel once it was discovered they wanted to investigate the actions of lawmakers when President Trump wanted to bring in the National Guard before the event and was denied. Fox News has announced they will not be airing the January 6th made-for-TV broadcast Thursday. Many Republicans watching the partisan spectacle consider the hearings as rigged. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I've talked about Dr. Wiley, a real hero, back in 1906, who was the first head of the Food and Drug Administration. And he tried to stop the bleaching of flour because he knew it was doing harm. And when you bleach flour, it destroys the vitamin E on contact. So when you eat something with white flour, when you make something with white flour, there's no vitamin E in there. And interesting enough about this, when these kinds of foods were introduced to various indigenous tribes around the planet, the foods of commercial marketing, I call them, as soon as white flour was introduced to these populations, they became fat, they became obese, and they started suffering from severe cardiovascular problems because their heart simply can't do the job without adequate amounts of vitamin E. And as you recall, I'm sure, bleaches are oxidizing stimulants. The bleach you put in your wash in the washing machine, the bleach they use anywhere, is a very powerful oxidizer, and that's why that's its mechanism of cleaning things up. And so, what are they trying to clean up when they mill this flour? It's a sitting duck. It no longer has Mother Nature's protection of that hard hull on the outside of a wheat berry. Now it's been exposed to oxygen. So Dr. Wiley started a law enforcement program, and he notified the flour millers. He was going to seize 600 bags of flour that was being shipped to supermarkets if they didn't stop doing it. And the case actually got as far as the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yes, based on our laws, you can't sell something to the population that's poisonous. Yes, the bleach in this flour is poisonous. And we should not have any bleach flour to eat in public markets ever since 1918, when that decision was handed down by the Supreme Court. But we do, because of the power of the food industry. The food industry said, yeah, we know what the law is, but people want the white flour. They don't want the wheat flour. They want the white flour. And the problem is the crappiest of the wheat is the one that gets through into the white flour bags because it's been bleached. And bleaching covers up a multitude of sins, as they say. And only about one-third of it would be fit for human use. The other two-thirds ends up as animal feed. But by bleaching that flour, they can conceal the low quality of the cheaper grades and sell it as a grade A flour. And that's the commercial advantage of bleach. It makes our flour about half of what it should have been. And this is what's happening. It seems to be a very foolish, illogical, unkind, almost evil thing that would not exist without the ignorance of the public. And that's one of the purposes of this show, and that's one of the purposes of the texting that I'm going to start providing. If you want to get on to that, it'll just show up in your phone, your smartphone, as a text from either from the Forbidden Doctor or from Dr. Jack. And you would, to do that, you need to text the word healthy to 833-510-3306. 833-510-3306. And just write the word healthy in where you would put in a message. And you will you'll get a notice back that you're now a part of the texting group. And the next ones that come out, you'll be able to see it. So now our poor old human frames, you know, I think they're deserving of the care and attention that you would at least give, you know, a brand new automobile. You're not going to put junky oil in it. You're not going to let it go for miles and miles and miles without checkups here and there. But we seem to do that with our bodies because our bodies can put up with an awful lot of problems and a lot of shortages and a lot of, you know, deficiencies before it starts to exhibit symptoms. And that's where symptoms come from. The major cause of sickness and disease is not germs and viruses by any means. It's either trauma that's hurt some part of the body or hurt some organ, or it's malnutrition. And you simply can't go on feeding the body white flour without some source of vitamin E coming in behind it. And that's why I'm always pushing Cataplex E. Now, I take about 6 to 7 of them every morning, just little brown pills. In fact, I chew them up. I chew them up because they're food. So the vitamins that I get come from Mother Nature. Yes, they're processed. No, it's not as good as the real McCoy from the food itself, but it's so difficult anymore unless you really go out of your way and spend a lot of time shopping around trying to find the best foods available out there. Because big agro, big food processing plants have gotten to the point where they put in all of these artificial stabilizers and mold inhibitors and colorizing and then flavor enhancers, trying to convince you that this stuff is food. And it satisfies those areas of our brain because of that chemical stimulation that we find some satiety by eating this stuff. This is why you always hear me telling you, especially this time of year, to patronize farmers markets. Even if you've got to drive 20, 30 miles to get to one, go there, keep these people in business because they're bringing in the best of their stuff from their fields that they're harvesting themselves. Now, for vitamin E, I recommend something called Cataplex E. It is a complex of several different foods that are rich in vitamin E. Now, grass-fed butter, raw milk, raw cow's milk that hasn't been pasteurized, these kinds of raw cheeses that haven't been, it's not a pasteurized cheese, it was made from raw milk. These things are rich in vitamin E. But grass-fed butter, and you can get these in the supermarket if you're careful to where you buy your butter. I mean, if you're careful in your selection, you can get grass-fed butter. It says it right there on the front of the package. Those things are rich in vitamin E. But I like Cataplex E. You can get it by going to Orders, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, or you can just call the office, 801-523-1890, or at JackStockwell.com. All the phone numbers are there to be able to get what you want. Now, I hit these things the way I do because anymore in today's world, you're hearing about coming food shortages, and you're hearing about this thing with the baby food. And incidentally, we have a great baby food formula that was okayed by a pediatrician, a very well-known pediatrician, that a lot of our patients have opted for. But I want them on these. I want them on my baby formula anyway, rather than that commercial stuff, because that commercial stuff is just sugar, and it's going to give baby a sweet tooth before they can even walk. But that's another matter. When it comes to providing adequate nutrition that you want for your family, for a family of four, I've seen some time estimates now, for a family of four, meaning primarily mom and dad or whatever, and a couple of children, it is a full-time job anymore for one person to make sure what gets on that breakfast table, lunch, and dinner is exactly what Mother Nature has intended for them to get. Because the future of your health from this moment forward, what is going to determine how long you're going to live and how well you're going to live from this moment forward is the person who prepares your meals. Now, I know for some of you that's obvious, but for some of you, you may not have given that a whole lot of thought, because you have this idea, and I see it throughout medicine. Food is food. And so is there a food that's particularly good for the brain? Yes, there is. Is there a food good for the heart? Yes. Is there a food that's particularly good for your blood? Yes. And these are all things that Mother Nature made, but from the medical point of view, and I'm not slamming medicine. Except for this one idea, nutrition is left out of medical education. It just isn't there. Medical education today is pretty well controlled by Big Pharma. Big Pharma controls the curriculum, controls the editing and printing of the textbooks, the lab manuals, everything else, so that when a medical student that gets to medical school, because they're compelled with this drive inside of them to help mankind, by the time they get out of med school, it's drugs for everything and drugs for anything. And that's your first consideration. From my point of view, based on my education and my experience with my patients, no. Let's look at what you're eating. Let's look at what you're not eating that you should be. And let's look at what you're eating that might be changed for something a little bit healthier. Because over and over with my patients, I'm telling you, in as little as 30, 60, 90 days, heart conditions can be reversed. Diabetes can be reversed. Arthritis can disappear simply by putting back into the body the raw materials that it needs. And it's no big mystery, and it's no big surprise, at least from my point of view. You got a well-defined, miraculous machine that Mother Nature has provided to house your consciousness, and the better you treat it, the better it's going to treat you. I know that seems kind of obvious, but I would get into this much more deeply had I the time, but I'll do it through texting. And if you want to be able to receive these texts, and I'm guarantee you they'll be very informative, you'll enjoy reading them, and I try to write to you as clearly like the man or woman on the street is just ask a couple of questions and wants the simplest understanding possible. One of my mentors early in my career as a chiropractic physician, told me, Jack, don't ever use words your patients don't understand. And I've tried to carry that into my goodness, it's got to be 27, 28 years of radio, trying to relate to you as if you were just sitting right there in front of me in a consultation room in my office, trying to get across how simple these things can be if you spend a little time researching and studying and getting into this stuff, because what is going through your bloodstream right now, feeding your brain, feeding your kidneys, your liver, your heart, is what you ate the last 24 hours. And for some people, not you, of course, but for some people, it was potato chips and greasy fries and some kind of fast food made from white flour, devoid of vitamin E and all the other vitamins because it was bleached before it ever got to the fast food store. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to create a picture here as to why Americans are so fat and so sick compared to other nations on the planet. Now, of the top 40 industrialized nations that are grouped in that particular genre by the World Health Organization, the United States ranks 39th. We rank number one in infant mortality, neonatal mortality, meaning the first year of life. We have the worst record on the planet of 40 industrialized nations of keeping the first year of baby alive. We'll get into that in future shows, but I want to pitch, as I'm going out here, Cataplex E again, a great source of whole food vitamin E. You can get it at orders@forbiddendoctor.com, or you can call the office, and the phone number is right there at jackstockwell.com, my website. Or if you want to be a part of the texting, you would text the word healthy to 833-510-3306. And I guarantee you, these things, they'll be short, to the point, and we'll go a little bit further than I've been able to go in the radio show. So I've enjoyed being a part of this. I will be joining Doug Steffen here very shortly on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, 53 past the hour now, and it's Doug Steffen's Good Day, the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us from his perch in Salt Lake City. He has a clinic that he and his wife Mary run. Extraordinary work being done. He is a NUCA chiropractor and thus is able to adjust your shoulders, your neck, your spine with one flip of his thumb. That's it. It's thumb-based medicine. Hey, we chuckle about that a little bit, but you really do have that touch. That's what it's all about. It's almost that magic. Remember the old song? That magic, you've got that magic touch, right? You do have that magic
something
touch.
Like that.
Yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
We have this idea that major big type problems require major big type solutions.
Right.
And it's drugs. It's structure. Function follows the structure. When the structure's mm-hmm. off, the function is simply going to suffer to some degree. And that's definitely the case with skeletal aspects, muscles, nerves, the skeleton. So when the physical structure is misaligned to some degree,
yeah,
there's going to be some function that suffers. So someone had asked about frozen shoulder. They have extreme pain in their left shoulder for months. And the MRI showed bursitis and frozen shoulder, and she says the doctor says there's nothing he can do. Yeah, because this isn't a medical problem. We always think all the time, boy, if you're sick or there's something wrong or this doesn't work, it's got to go see a doctor. Well, in some cases, that's the answer, but a lot of cases, it isn't. A lot of cases, you need the structure fixed. And in this case, I would tell this person, Colleen, obviously I'm not going to use the last name, if you happen to be listening, you need to find an upper cervical chiropractor. You need to find a chiropractor who specializes in the upper cervical neck, because the frozen shoulder is caused by nerves coming out of the neck that are paralyzing the deltoid muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And the cortisone shots is not going to do anything. I mean, that's just
not everything. That's it.
Yeah,
I
then
have a physical.
Yeah, then one other question here on IBS-C, irritable bowel syndrome that it's leading to constipation problems. GAPS, you need to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and under podcasts, write in GAPS, G-A-P-S, stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome. This IBS-C can be solved within 30 days. You need to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on the homepage there where the search bars are under podcasts. And put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, and I'm telling you, there'll probably be a half a dozen or maybe more come up. Listen to them. There's your answer.
All right, Debbie, thank you for your questions for Dr. Jack. And Colleen, anybody else who has questions, we'll get to them here as we can. Send them along to our social media at Doug Steffens. Good day. Okay. So now we have Jack, by the way, brought to us by the folks who make Calitrin, the special deal that's on this week. Those of you who have been listening to me and our programs for a long time know Calitrin is the way we recommend that you lose weight, more importantly, keeping it off. So you can find out more about it at toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code to be able to have free shipping and to get an unlimited supply of these wireless supplies last through the end of the week. All right. You have a study on coffee. This is one of the most controversial things. I remember, I think it was a George Carlin bit that I saw. He talks about how the government gives you a bit of advice. Don't do something. And then the government next week says, hey, this is great for you. And so that's really been the history of coffee, I think, in the modern time, hasn't it? Some people say coffee is bad for you.
As it is with a lot of other things that Mother Nature produced. Now, we developed, we grew up, we evolved to some degree or another on this planet with the entire plant kingdom around us. And the essentials of health is involved with eating that plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom that concentrated that stuff for you in smaller amounts. We grew up with coffee. We grew up with tea, just as we did with carrots and green peppers and corn and beef and deer and everything else out there that has been mankind's food choices. Now, the trick is it organic or not? Now, in the Journal of the Annals of Internal Medicine, they came up with a new study. It involved some people in China and elsewhere where they found out that people who drink some coffee may have a lower risk of early death. One of the interesting things that stood out in the study is that the volunteers who drank unsweetened coffee had the lowest risk of death compared to those who didn't drink any at all. But I could tell you a lot more. There isn't a lot of time left. But what's important is make sure it is organic. Because organic the non-organic coffee is sprayed so heavy with pesticides.
Yeah, it's got lots of pesticides. Well, yep. That's the same. You can say that for any food.
Any food.
Yeah, yep. I mean, organic is the only thing that makes any sense anymore.
Go to your farmer's market.
You just pointed out, sprays on top of sprays. Yep, farmer's market's a big deal. All right, Jack, thank you. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health program at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.